FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A Northern KZN family is pleading for help as they continue to search for their son, who they last heard from at the beginning of the month. Tubelihle Kwabe, who's originally from Kombonambi, has been living in Durban for 10 years. His sister Lihle says he worked as a drummer at a church in Hammersdale and was last seen in the CBD. She says the last time the family heard from her 37-year-old brother was when he sent a text message to his mother saying, "I love you."
What we wish for is to get information on his whereabouts. If anyone has seen him in April or now, please come forward and tell us where you saw him. We will go wherever he is to look. We can't find him where he used to stay. Even people who were close to him don't know where he is. He has not been to church either. Even his phone is off.
KZN Transport has acknowledged that drunk driving remains a serious concern on the province's roads. Officials say 13 people were caught driving under the influence over the Easter weekend. Two were nabbed in the morning yesterday. 24 others were found with outstanding arrest warrants. Authorities rolled out a stricter law enforcement campaign last week, which included the launch of a new gadget to scan licenses and check for unpaid traffic fines. The departments in Dabesinhle CBS says they've recorded 6 deaths from separate crashes this Easter. It's a decrease from last year's toll of 15.
We have seen amazing cooperation from motorists to the visitors, as well as the people of KwaZulu-Natal. There's an exception with quite a few drivers who decided to drink and drive. On the 21st of April, during a roadblock at the Marine Hill Toll Plaza, two people were arrested between 7 and 10 o'clock in the morning.
And President Donald Trump has dismissed allegations. His defense secretary set up a second group chat on the messaging app Signal to discuss airstrikes against Houthi fighters in Yemen. It's after the New York Times reported that Pete Hegseth had included his wife and his brother in that conversation. White House officials have repeated denials that any classified information was shared. Hegseth accused those who've made and reported on the allegations of spreading hoaxes.
See, this is what the media does. They take anonymous sources from disgruntled former employees, and then they try to slash and burn people and ruin their reputations. Not going to work with me.
Multiple Democratic lawmakers have said it's time for him to go. Last month, the magazine revealed that its editor-in-chief was mistakenly included in a Signal chat in which officials, including Hegseth, discussed the strikes in Yemen. A recap of our lead story: the sour Northern KZN family is pleading for help as they continue to search for their son, who they last heard from at the beginning of the month. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.